Blog Talk Radio.
Right here on Radio Talk 101.3 on the Midnight Hour. Yeah, you're listening to the 11 o'clock show right here with your favorite DJ, your favorite host, Bismarck. And you're listening to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 323-580-5677. You can call in to holler at me, Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend. All family members. Hey, this is the late night show. The 11 o'clock show. Just keep that dial doing it. With Bismarck is right here on your radio. Yeah, you're listening to the program Let's Talk. Right here on Radio Talk 101.3 program, Let's Talk. Yeah, we talk about issues here. Issues in the world, Liberia, Africa, and the world. Entertainment, music. And we want to say thank you to all our fans, friends, and family around the world, all our listeners out there. We love you. And we thank you for your love and support. We appreciate you. And we want to say thank you from our heart. This is Bismarck right here on your radio, on Radio Talk 101.3. That dial tone, because Bismarck is right here on your radio this 11 o'clock late night show. Love you. Keep that dial tone. got a great show for you right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Out there, if you're getting ready for work or you just got in, you're getting ready for bed or whatever you're getting ready for, make sure you keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is on your radio this late night. It's Radio Talk with the program Let's Talk, where we talk. I got a very interesting story from Liberia. You know, there's an ongoing election. There should be a runoff going on. November the 8th. Here's a story from Liberia. Main opposition party polls out of Liberia vote. Monrovia, Liberia, AP. Liberia's leading opposition candidate announced Friday he is pulling out of next week's presidential runoff election, a move that would guarantee victory for the country's ruling party but would rob the electoral process of its legitimacy. In a telephone interview with the Associated Press, Winston Tubman said he and his running mate, soccer star George Weah, were boycotting Tuesday's runoff because they are not convinced the process will be fair. The election machinery is still flawed as it was in the first round, he said. It's not the first time that Tubman party has threatened to boycott. When it became clear in October that incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was leading the first round of voting with over 45%, the Congress for Democratic Change joined seven other opposition parties in signing a statement saying they were pulling out of the presidential poll. They rejoined the electoral process days later after the chairman of the National Election Commission resigned following allegations he favored Sirleaf, the country's Harvard-educated president who was just awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize. On Friday, Tubman and a spokesman for the CEC said they were again boycotting the vote because their demands to have the electoral body reconstituted have been ignored. The CEC will not engage in the runoff. George Solo, the party's deputy campaign manager, said simply because the necessary changes that we have requested cannot be done in a good enough timeline to allow the process on the 8th of November to be free, fair, and transparent, he said. As he spoke, hundreds of party supporters stood outside chanting, "We are not voting in the runoff. Solo said the fact that a National Election Commission Chairman James Fomoyan stepped down was not enough. International observers have repudiated the CDC's claims to fraud, saying that voting in the first round had been orderly and no major breaches of protocol were observed. We have always called for the department of Mr. Fomoyan and the reconstitution of NEC. The language of reconstituting NEC is very critical in the sense that we have put out our concerns of institutional and systematic fraud and irregularities, he said. If that is our belief, then it clearly does not lie on the desk of one individual, he said. So simply, to remove Mr. Fomoyan, he said, replace him with people who worked with him and were part of the decision-making process that we claim are part of the organ of fraud, and you elevate them, then what have you resolved? UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stressed the importance of peaceful, credible, transparent elections and urged all Liberians not to resort to violence despite political disagreement. UN spokesman Martin Nisiki said, Ban expressed support for efforts by the West African regional group ECOWAS and UN envoy Ellen Margaret Law to promote dialogue among the Liberian stakeholders in an effort to build confidence in the electoral process, he said in a statement at the UN headquarters in New York. This is a story from Liberia pertaining to the CDC party trying to boycott the November 8 runoff. Everything else, is fraudulent to them as long as it's not in their favor. Now, these are the people that want to be leaders of Liberia. I mean, you can see for an example now what they are and what they're going to be. The international body have recognized the free, fair, and transparentness of the election, the first round, and is looking forward to the runoff. CDC is the only one complaining, Tudma and Weir. And now we understand there is some confusion in the camp. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to the program Let's Talk. I want to say big ups to my man E-Man, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador E-Man. E-Man, we're going to be doing an interview with E-Man on one of our programs upcoming. And, you know, so make sure you listen out for the interview with LIB recording artist and musical ambassador E-Man. That's the Roots Man. Yeah, he bring you that Roots, that LIP Roots. Yeah. He's going to be on. We're going to tell you about it. And, you know, he got his album, you know, in preparatory stage right now for the market. So, you know, we're looking forward to one of the first copies, and we're going to start letting the world know what E-Man is doing. The Roots Man. So big ups to E-Man. Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 on the Late Night Show. And let's get into something now, you know, to kind of, you know, whittle the night away, you know, whatever you're getting ready for. Bismarck is right here. Let's get into something now called Tell Me by LIB recording artist Sugar Bond. Mm-hmm. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I got my man E-Man right here with me. What's up, E-Man?
Sugar Paul, what's going on, brother? You all right?
Bismarck.
Yeah. I'm listening to the track, you know? Bismarck, we in the place to be, radio 101.3.
Yeah, that's that track by Sugar Boy Slamming, man. Tell me.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that track too, man, you know.
Yeah, Bismarck, it's great to be on the program this evening. This is E-Man. Yeah, we have to. Basically, we all appreciate what you're doing. It's really a good cause. It's a good reason why you're doing what you're doing. We get all the ladies from Africa, from our hometown, from Liberia, from the LIB. We need more of Bismarck programming so we can interconnect and share ideas and accelerate what we have to implement that's going to benefit Liberia and benefit us in the long term and the short term. And yeah, give thanks for everything, especially the elections right now. We're all reflecting on the outcome. Yeah, and our assistant president, Ellen Joseph Sirleaf, has done a tremendous job to where we are at the place where we are hoping to go beyond and accelerate on the same ideas and principles. And for the benefit of all our years. But it's what we call Bismarck. Keep up the programming, pick up Africa. Speak up LIB,
yeah.
Speak up the world.
That's what's up.
Yeah, and always conscious about the whole network of things. You were the Arab Spring. You were very
in-depth
with the details.
Word.
We didn't miss that.
Word.
We keep this mark off for that.
Word.
Yeah, Back to Africa is the track. I'm working on some singles right now with my new CD. This is the E-Man, been around for at least 8 years in the music industry. Coming back again with some new singles, some new tracks that's going to lively everybody up, lively up in life, lively the way you think, and celebrate what you need to be, where you want to be. Yeah, it's that focus and that direct exchange of energy that we all share for one another. Even in the mix, speak up big mark, this mark, we're going to make things happen. 2011,
yeah,
2012.
That's what's up, man.
Break
that's
it all down.
That's what's up.
Positive reflection. Thanks for being on the program.
Yeah.
One of them out.
That's my man, E-Man, right there. I've been recording on this music ambassador. Yeah, he's going to be dropping us a copy of his new album, you know. We're going to be one of the first throwing that out there to the world to let you know what E-Man is doing. We're going to keep up with him, you know. We're going to follow him around. We're going to be doing an interview with him, you know, when he dropped that album. But that's the E-Man LIB recording artist right here. On Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, ladies, I know it's late night getting ready for bed, hey, but we're going to kind of dine you with some real good sweet sound. Your favorite host is Mark right here on the radio. And make sure you keep that dial tone, man, because we're right here for you. This is Bismarck right here on your radio. Hey, to all my ladies out there, I know you're having a good evening, you know. It's the late night hour, all we're doing is trying to make sure you have a good night, good evening. If you're getting ready for work, man, hey, keep that dial tone and just keep on vibing. This is Bismarck on your radio. Well, the big ups to all the LIB recording artists out there, you know, doing their thing, all the independent recording artists out there. Big ups to all the LIB actors and actresses, film companies out there who are doing their thing. Hey, keep your grind going, you know. We love it. You know, we're going to support. This is Bismarck right here on your radio. Radio Talk 101.3. There you can get you same time, same station, you know. We keep that late night drip. Yeah, knock that rust off. Hey, where the yak at? Keep the low profile. This is Biz Rock right here on your radio. Yeah, we love you out there, all our fans, our listeners out there. We appreciate you, you know. Make sure you catch the same time, same station. And most definitely, same host, Biz Rock. Reminder about the Limitless Time Peace Concert gonna be going on Saturday, November the 19th, 2011, at 5 p.m. at Cedar Grove United Methodist Church Hall, 3430 Boulder Crest Boulevard, Conley, Georgia, 30228. 30288. It's a family event, bringing everybody together. It's free. Bring your family out. It's the Liberty Shine Peace Concert. And I say big ups to my man Poodle Gata, Paul Fina, you know, for being one of the organizers and putting things together. He's all about peace. Poodle is a LIB recording artist and musical ambassador also. I love his work, you know. You can catch him sometimes at Africa TV One, you know, with that Bridging the Gap program. But this Bismarck right here, don't forget to, you know, check out the Liberty Shine Peace Concert on November the 19th at 5 p.m. at Cedar Grove United Methodist Church Hall, 3430 Boulder Crest Road, Conley, Georgia. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. It's my time to get out of here, and we're going to get out here with something from Sugar Vaughn, the song To the Haters. Yeah, To the Haters.
We killing our fathers, mothers, sisters,
and brothers. It's like you're all out there. Have a blessed evening, have a blessed weekend. Keep it tight. Jesus loves you. This is your song. Right here. Oh, great. Yeah, this is my right here on your radio. Make sure you have a blessed evening tonight. Drive safely, don't drink and drive. Fuck it up, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, remember, most of all, Jesus loves you. We love you out there. Have a blessed evening, Miss Bismarck. Hey, let's get out of here with Haters from Schumann.
Bring back life.
Yeah, but I'm letting get out.
People are standing up everywhere, making a change, you know, making a change, you know. And you, my haters out there, yeah, you gon' be my motivator. Cause yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for my Lord, my God, and my God is with me. And I prepare the table before me, in the presence of my enemies. And I went on in my head, all in my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me.
I shall always
praise the name of my Lord, my God. And I shall always praise the name of my Lord, my God.
Yeah, for the haters out there, this is Biz Mark from Radio Talk 101.3. To the haters out there, you're going to be our native haters. Stop hating out there. If you can't figure it out, why not ask questions? Why not ask for a favor? Why not ask to be taught? Gain some knowledge. Gain some wisdom. Stop hating out there. You know, show some love, man. Hey, to the haters. Get out of here, this Biz Mark, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Peace!